Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. I'm super happy to be with you all today. I'm calling from a cold but clear this week. I was soaking wet last week when I was talking to you, like standing water everywhere. But today it's cold and clear, Pacific Northwest here, Portland area. So, but this is my favorite kind of winter weather, and I think we're actually going to get some snow next week, so I'm super excited about that. You all are just stuck with me today. Cindy got called into a last-minute manager meeting, and so she had to attend that, so she's not able to join me today. So, you're all just stuck with me today. So I have a few things that I want to talk about and go over, but other than that, if I don't have any questions or anyone that wants to chat with me, this might be kind of a short and sweet blog talk today. But I would love to hear from you guys. If you have any questions, comments, testimonials, I would love to hear them and or answer questions as best to my ability. If it's something I can't answer or I need help with, I definitely will get that answer for you. But I will do my best to answer all of those today. So please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with me. Likely, if you have a question, somebody else does too. Or if you have it, you know, we all love to hear the testimonies and the stories and things. So it's always so great to share because we all learn so much better that way. And maybe you have a story of somebody using it in a way that maybe we don't think about all the time. And because I'm constantly surprised about people will tell me something. I'm like, why did I never think to do that for that? So please share with us. Just as a reminder for this call, we do need to keep it to horses and the horse unit. And really stay away from any kind of medical type questions or stories. Okay, well, with all that being said, I'm going to just dive right into a couple of things that I wanted to chat about. Firstly, I wanted to talk about the Equine Academy I attended last Saturday, which was just incredible. excuse me. It was so much information. It was so well done. The hosts were all so great. All the presenters did such a really, really great job. I learned it was not necessarily a ton of new information for me. Some of it was just different perspectives on different things, but it was a lot of really great slides that I'd never seen before, and so the visual for that was really, really great. I would recommend anybody to, whether you're a horse person or not a horse person, or you're, you know, just a Beamer person that wants to learn more about the horse unit, definitely recommend everyone going to this, anyone who can. And any of your prospects too, anybody, if you're talking to horse people, this is again, not for prospects. This isn't a, you know, marketing tool, but any new distributors that you have that might be interested in learning more about the horse unit. It's just a great supplemental academy with just so much more information. It goes into every little bit that you learn at the academy and just expands it and goes into really good depth with examples. And again, I can't say enough about how much work they put into it and how great it was and how full of information. I had a new distributor there and she enjoyed it as well, got a lot from it. And so I really want to thank them for doing such a great job, and I enjoyed it so much, and I'd recommend it to everybody to go get some additional training. So it was incredible. One thing I did learn, and I have gotten it is they were talking about the UV sanitizers, and there is a wand version. And I think they were, I may be incorrect about this, but I thought they were talking about using it at the Quarter Horse Congress when they were, you know, doing demos and things. So I bought one that day. I have not even done more than open the box and look at it yet, because it just came in yesterday and I didn't get back home from the clinic until about 9 o'clock last night. So haven't had a chance to use it, but I'm excited about it as an additional way to sanitize, you know, everything, whether it's my horse unit or my human units. I don't think it's going to be, I wouldn't recommend that it be a replacement for any of the other sanitation and cleaning that you do, but just as an extra step to really make sure that you're doing everything you can to protect yourself and any other animals or people that come in contact with it. So it just was on Amazon, and I think it was about around $40, and it was a UV light sanitizer wand. And this particular one that they were talking about is portable. You can travel with it, so it's pretty small. Like I said, I haven't looked too much into it. It's just in the box sitting in the other room right now. But I'm excited about adding an additional layer of sanitation and protection for myself and for anybody that I have either on the human unit or, you know, the horses. So that was a really great thing that I took from it, in addition to the many, many great things they talked about and all the information. So I just wanted to be sure to share that with everybody. And this was a topic that they were talking about on the Facebook page, the IBD Facebook page. So I wanted to kind of just give my little two cents about it. And it was talking about using all four cuffs. First of all, I just wanted to make clear that yes, so when you buy the set, it comes with two cuffs. Yes, you can buy additional cuffs to go with it. So you can buy another set so you can have, you know, all four legs technically. But for the most part, I don't use it that way. I know there are some people that do, but I just think you don't really need to. And when we've talked about this before on this show, and I wish that I had, you know, Cindy and Tiff to talk about it too and share their experiences with my experience by using it on the diagonal. So using it on like the front right and the rear left, and then alternating that, you get coverage on really all four legs that way. And so much right there in the legs on all four just seems like a lot to me. And I don't really think most horses really need that. The clients that I have had that have bought additional cuffs have been more trainers that are doing multiple sessions. You know, they're doing horse after horse after horse as they're going through their training program during the day. And there might be additional places they want to use cuffs. So you might be, you know, on one horse, you might be doing, you know, the blanket and some cuffs on the leg. And then you still want to do a cuff maybe on the pole, but you need to start beam around the next horse. So you move, you know, the blanket and the cuffs to the second horse, but you're going to do an additional, you know, session of just the cuff on the pole or somewhere else, or a stifle or over the hips or something like that. And so that's the case where those extra cuffs really come in the most handy from what I've seen, is people that are doing multiple horses over and over and really need, and it really is helpful to have extra cuffs for those additional sessions on the local areas. But absolutely nothing wrong with doing all four legs. I've just, in my experience, not seen that it's terribly necessary. But those are available in the back office, the web shop. So you can order additional cuffs there. Just at the same place where you can order additional chargers or extra straps or a sweat blanket. What else is back there? Oh, the extra inserts for the cuffs themselves, just the inserts, which are great to have extra, so you can rotate those out and wash them. So all those are available in the back office. On the web shop, below where they'll have the entire horse set, and then below that you have each thing individual that you can purchase from that set. So I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that, because that was a conversation that was on Facebook. the other thing I wanted to chat about was just kind of what came out in our Motivational Monday. I'm hoping all of you get that, and I'm hoping all of you read through it because it's always got a ton of information. And be sure to scroll all the way to the bottom because the bottom there is a ton of information. And really what I like, the bottom has all the really links to anything you might have missed, which is where I spend a lot of time because a lot of these things happen Monday through Wednesday. And I'm at the vet clinic, you know, 10, 12 hour days those days. So I miss a lot of these live. And so this is where I go to rewatch all the things that I've missed. So I really always look forward to that. But a couple of things that I wanted to talk about that were on this one were especially the Beamer Guest Saturday that's coming up this Saturday. Really excited about that. It's going to be great. Be sure to invite anybody. This is open to anybody. This is open to distributors. This is open to prospects. It's a kind of a celebration and training for everybody. And so that is this Saturday. Pacific time is 9 to 12. Eastern is, what would that be, noon to 3. And it's open, like I said, open to everybody. There are flyers available that you can email out. You can attach to an email or a text and send to people to invite them. They are in the back office. Where are they in the back office? I'm sure they're going to be under the sales and marketing. Let's see if I can find them really quick. If ever there's something I'm looking for that I know is in the back office but I just can't remember exactly where it is, you can always type it into that search bar near the top, and it will pop up. But it is definitely in here, and I can find it for you. So it's in sales and marketing, and it is under the human, number 8, and it's the very first one. It's a flyer for the December 17th Beamer Saturday online. So that's where you can find it, but you can also just type it right into that that search bar. Just type in, you know, Beamer Saturday or Guest Saturday right into that search or document title, and it will pop right up for you too. So that's also a good tip to know how to find some things. If you know it's there, you just can't find exactly where it is, typing as much as you know into that search bar will help you find it. Okay, and the other thing that they were talking about in the newsletter is really something I've been thinking a lot about and trying to plan a lot is for my own self, planning for 2023 and really setting up my own goals and my own plan for 2023. So not only for myself, I want to do it for myself, but I also want to do it with my team and any of the distributors under me to help us all in 2023. And to help with that, Beamer is there's a couple of trainings that they've got going on this Friday, and I assume that they were going to be recording and they'll be available for you all. I don't know that 100%, but usually they're very good about doing that. And so there's two, actually both of them are on Friday at different times with different people. So sometimes it's good to actually watch both if you're able to, because everyone has different ideas. Everyone has different tips. You learn a little bit different from every single person, and you never know what somebody's going to say that's really going to resonate with you and really help you build your own goals for next year. So that's something that I've been really thinking a lot about the last couple weeks, and I'm sure everybody does towards the end of the year. You start kind of looking at your last year and thinking about what you can do different in the year to come. So and that's something that maybe Tiff and Cindy and I can really focus on one of the last episodes of the year of Blog Talk is really helping all of you as best we can to create your own goals. So something just to think about and something that we will talk about more on this show, but also just for my own self, I wanted to make sure sometimes if you promise that to other people, you stick to it. So if I'm saying it out loud to everyone, I'm going to really work on my goals for 2023. You all can help me stay accountable for it. And so that was really all that I had to chat with everybody about today, and nobody really wants to ask me any questions or share anything with me so far today, so I may just, there we go, I was going to say I might just cut this short, but we have somebody that wants to chat. Area code 831, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning, Rainey, it's Sabrina from Monterey. And
hello, welcome.
Thank you. it's kind of a general Dima question, human, horse, both. Do you know now that the headquarters down in Karlsbad is going to disappear, or it's gone maybe already, how do we do it with repairs? Where do we have to send them in the future?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And it's going to work the same as far as you're going to still, you know, contact online, and they'll work through the same process, and all of that will be the same. But now it's going to go straight to Liechtenstein for any repairs.
Really?
So, yep. Yeah.
Wow. And if people just think it's not broken, and they, wow,
so,
okay. Well, that costs a lot more
you'll
get it away.
Right. You know, I don't know about that. That's a good question. I can maybe ask about that. Our shipping and everything for any of our units that are coming over, they didn't increase anything on that. So maybe not. But I can certainly ask about, I don't think shipping maybe will cost more, but I know that, you know, there is still that process. There is still, even though there isn't the physical building there is still people that are working like online and from home that will help you with the troubleshooting.
That is obvious to me. I just thought about the physical part. Okay, so the U.S. is going to send that stuff to the floor. Okay, good. I will let people know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll just all go through there. So far, most of the shipping and things has been pretty seamless, so I don't think that this will be any different, but that's something that we'll have to see as we start doing. I actually just got a message from one of my customers yesterday that they're having trouble with their pad, and I think it's something that I'm going to have to send in for a warranty repair. I haven't done all the troubleshooting with them yet, but so maybe I will have more information to share with all of you next week after I go through that process myself. So,
yeah, I mean, I never had anything to be repaired yet that I had to send it in.
Mm-hmm.
I just know when there are things that are not covered by warranty, people will get a label to send it in kind of for free. But then when it's not covered by manufacturer's defect warranty, then they have to pay for the getting it back shipped
for the
them.
Shipping. Mm-hmm. So those are good questions.
It's definitely more expensive than within the U.S., so, okay.
Yeah, I will definitely look into that. I don't have those answers because I haven't actually had to do it yet. I will see what I can find and share with that. First of all, should have some personal experience next week to share with you, but I can also see what I can find about specifics as far as if it isn't under warranty. Yes, you're correct. They usually do a really good job of giving discounted repairs and things like that, even if it's out of warranty, but they do ask you to pay for that shipping. So that is a good question and, you know, something specific that I will ask about.
Quite good. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for the question. And like I said, this is a perfect example. Likely other people were wondering the same thing, and that's a really good question and something that I will do my best to get as much information for you all as I can.
Yeah, that's great. And then just what you said at the beginning about the cuffs, the two cuffs and four cuff issue, you spoke so many times about it. So I still don't have my horse unit. But I totally know, like Malise, Wonk always says, you don't need four, it's way too much. And that having two diagonally, you can use the scan just to see how far the cuff really reaches over to the other leg. So I have heard it many, 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 many times. So I just want to assure everybody that what you said is what I've heard many times, yes.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I know we've talked about it on this show a few times. And I know, Dr. Miley Swank has talked about it several times. And I just wanted to be sure. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just think really for most of the time, it's unnecessary. Because you're, like you said, with you, especially if you get that scan, you can really signal goes. And you can see that there really isn't a need to put it on both legs. So thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for being the one woman standing.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in.
Have a good rest of your week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was great and really great questions. And I, like I said, I promise I will look into that because that's good information for all of us to know. And then about the cuffs, always good things to talk about. Even though we've talked about it before in the show, it tends to be something that people ask a lot. And like she said, and we've talked about before, the only people that I've seen really need extra cuffs are those people that are, you know, beamering horse after horse after horse. You know, if they're training 20 horses a day, you know, some of these big trainers really just, you know, get off from one horse and get onto the next one. And then they have people warming up and cooling down and, you know, using beamers on these horses, you know, before and or after. And so some of the cuffs come, the extra cuffs come in handy when they're doing more than just, you know, one spot on a horse, if they want to do an additional area with a local applicator. So that's when I've seen the most use out of those extra cuffs. So great. Thank you so much for your question. I appreciate that. But nobody else has any questions or wants to chat. So instead of me just chattering at you all, oh, never mind. I lied. There's somebody. We've got area code 805. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk.
You are a brave soul. Thank you for carrying on solo. Good for you. Good for you. You're a superstar. You hit a home run with
Thank you.
The Equine Academy was outrageously wonderful.
Wasn't it
6 hours, and it seemed like it passed so quickly with Daisy and Dr. Marlies and Cindy Schellenberg and Sarah Miller. That was her first mm-hmm. academy, and she did an awesome job. I know her from a couple of years ago when we were on Fast Track together, and she has a full-time job. Plus, she said, I think she said because she doesn't have the time to ride or, you know, the beamer horses, that she has six equine beamers to rent out, and that's how she makes her sales. And definitely, mm-hmm. she talked, there was so much information. I mean, I have notes and the pictures and everything. I couldn't keep up with it. It was so fantastic. But she said that vets work these long hours, and they need the beamer too, not just the horses. And somebody was concerned about rodeo calves and the animals. They only work 8 minutes a year. Was that correct? Was that right? 8 minutes a year rodeo calves, and they're treated very well.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Sarah did an incredible job. I know Sarah. I love her. She's great. And I was very impressed. She did really just knocked it out of the park. She did an incredible job. And, she works more than a full-time job. I think last time I talked to her, I think she is like a 60-hour-a-week regular job addition to all her own horses and things like that. So she is a hardworking lady. So in interest for her for saving time, and I do the same. I don't have six like she does, but I have rental units. I have one I keep that's, you know, for me and for demos and for things, or if I have, you know, a distributor that wants to use it. So I have one that I keep, but then I have a rental too that is the best way to do it for me. It saves everybody time. And because I'm a busy person too, maybe not as busy as Sarah, but I'm busy. And so I what I do is I set up the initial visit where I go and basically deliver the beamer, show them how to use it. We'll beamer a few horses, answer a lot of questions, talk about care, talk about clean, talk about, you know, the best practices, and, you know, not leaving it outside in the heat or cold, all those things. So that initial visit is kind of a long one, showing them how to use it and answering any questions. And then I, you know, leave it with them for however long that we have arranged for them to rent it. So that
was really cute
for me as well. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it was really cute the way she said, the one thing you don't want to do is put it on the ground, because there are so many things that are on the ground. So do not put the beamer on the ground. She was adamant about that. That was so funny. That was so funny. Her other thing. Yeah.
The first time you put it on the ground and a barn dog comes by and almost lifts their leg on it will be the last time you put it on the ground. So,
uh-huh. Yeah, yeah,
plus,
that's true.
Yeah, on the ground, she picks up all those magnets, pick up every little thing. So yeah, it is definitely best practice to treat it, and it's an investment for you. So treat it as such. Yeah.
Right, and the wand. Thank you for bringing mm-hmm. up the wand, because it definitely is something that I'm going to order. And the suggestion about the two extra cuffs, if you're doing a lot of horses, beamer horses, then you do those two extra cuffs would really come in handy rather than buying the whole, they call it the horse set is what they mm-hmm. want us to call it. I forget who was talking about that, that less can be more. So you whisper, you can get more out of a whisper than you can from yelling. And, mm-hmm. So four cuffs is a lot. Two cuffs might be a lot. So less can be more.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was Dr. Vonk that was talking about that. And that's something we talk about a lot, you know, low and slow. But it was a great illustration of if you're yelling, if you just come up and start yelling at somebody, they're immediately going to put up walls. They're going to shut down. They're going to turn away and maybe not get everything that you're saying, even though what you're saying is super important, but they're going to miss a lot of it because of your approach. But if you whisper, they're going to mm-hmm. lean in. And they're going to listen and then get every little piece that you give them. And so it was a great visual for everybody. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, this is Jan Hopp, and I'm at beautiful Central Coast, California. And some people know me as Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup. I do have a horse unit. And Helena Bresk, Laverhan, they helped me. And Helena is the one who introduced me to Beamer. So I do have a horse Beamer, and I just rented it out to someone, a friend of Helena's, and she had, I think it was four horses, and I think she's going to buy a unit, a horse set, because each one of the horses had a different challenge and mm-hmm. problem, and she couldn't get over what a difference the Beamer made with these four different kind of horses with the four different kinds mm-hmm. of problems. And, she was just blown away. So, getting back to Saturday, oh, my goodness gracious, like I say, it was 6 hours, and it seemed like it just flew by. I wanted more and more and more. I wasn't ready for it to finish.
Yeah, definitely. So. It was really great. Yeah, and just to go back to what you were saying real quick about four different horses with four different issues, that's pretty common. You know, most of the time if people have two horses or four horses or eight horses, every single one has got something little different going on with them. And it, as hard as it is to talk about the Beamer not having, you know, protocols for a specific thing or any of that, especially when you're starting out, because everyone wants that, like, what do I use for this? As hard as that can be to understand in the beginning, it's actually the biggest, most beautiful part about Beamer, because it works on such a base level. It you can put it on anything, and that horse will take what it needs from it and work with whatever issue it's got. So, That really is the very best thing about Beamer, even though when you're starting out, that can be the hardest part to understand.
Yeah. And another thing, too, that came to mind was, and Helena does this, especially if you're doing more than one horse, you want to save time. Start the Beamer and then put the blanket on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very smart.
Definitely. And that's something we'll talk about too. We've talked about on this show too before is especially that very first time. Turn it on and let them kind of smell it. Let them, you know, nose around on it. Let them kind of figure things out before you just throw something brand new on them. And the more careful you need to be with those horses that maybe aren't used to they've had blankets on, but it's not something they have regular, or, you know, maybe a rescue horse that's got some trust issues. the slower you want to be with those kind of things. And I've even done the point where I've, you know, gone up to either a horse's stall or a horse's paddock, turned it on and just laid it over the fence and let them come to it. They're sniffing up against it. And pretty soon they're kind of, their necks over the edge kind of on it. And then pretty soon their whole body's pressed up to the side of it. And I'm like, okay, I think they're ready for it now. And so there are definitely steps you can do to introduce it as slow as possible to really help some of those horses that aren't as, you know, that maybe been through something traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah. And then too, an interesting thing happened where I would say probably, oh gosh, maybe about 50, 60 feet away was a horse by itself. And they were very interested in the Beamer. They were faced toward the Beamer. And here it's in another different area. But I took a picture of it because Helena said, look at that horse over there. It's reacting to the Beamer. So it goes, I think the signal goes much further than what we think it does. You know?
Certainly for animals that are more sensitive. And I have done this, you know, in a field of horses, and we pulled one out and done a Beamer session for one horse, and all the rest, I mean, naturally they're social, so naturally they all kind of come up, but they were doing things like, you know, like I said, full body leaning up against the gate to get as close as they could to the Beamer. And, that was on another horse that was just on the other side of the fence. And so it was more than just, I'm curious to see what's going on over there, because, you know, there's new people. It was more than that. And I see that pretty often. So it is fun.
I am not a horse person, but I've been following and gotten my horse unit, oh gosh, several months now. And the more I learn, the more interesting it is. And yep. it's a really good education away from, I mean, Beamer is wonderful, and it's a great education. At my age, at 50 plus almost 35, in January, that's going to be my big celebration. We're going to go to Vegas, and we're going to rip Vegas up. Yeah.
All
right. Anyway, not being a true horse person, it's fascinating. It's really a different world, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And the dedication that you all give to these beautiful, fabulous four-legged wonders is mind-blowing. It really is heart-to-heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I was saying at the beginning when I was talking about the academy, is that even if you aren't a horse person or don't have a horse unit, but maybe interested in having one later, or even just want to know more about Beamer, I think this is a valuable event to attend, because I think you just learn so much from it, and it can even give you just a different perspective on the human unit too. And just more knowledge you have about Beamer, the better you can talk to anybody about it, because you don't know if you're going to be talking to somebody about the human unit and then oh, by the way, they have horses, and now they have questions for you, but you can't talk anything about it. So always great information to have. And like you were saying too, things like veterinarians, every veterinarian I know has been very hard on their body, whether you're talking about small animal or large animal, and most in my life are mixed animal practice, so we see everything. It can be definitely very hard on your body, so they need it as much for themselves as they do for their patients. So absolutely.
And where are you located? Where do you live?
I'm just west of Portland, Oregon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, originally from Montana, and that's where my dad is back there, being a vet still there. So, and speaking of hard on the body, I think last time we talked, he's close to 30 broken ribs in his career. So that's the kind of hard on our body we're talking about.
Yeah, right. And even as a horse enthusiast and rider, I know Helena has probably broken every bone in her body and gotten through all that because of Beamer. So, we know it works. We know that whether it's an animal or a human, two-legged or four-legged, it certainly does work.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to touch on your rodeo comment, and that was Cindy. So maybe she can talk about that a little more next week, because it seemed to be a topic that everyone was really interested in. And I don't necessarily have all the exact details. I can have her talk about it more. But that was the idea, that it mostly we wanted to get across that the animals that you see that are working in the rodeo, the calves and the, you know, anything like that, the bulls, any of that, are treated very, very well. They're taken really good care of. They have, you know, vets that see them regularly. They're fed. They're handled really well. It might look a little abrupt when you're seeing them work, but then, like Cindy said, it is only 8 minutes of that really intense work that they have to do in a given year. So, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? That was so interesting mm-hmm. to me, and I don't know if I can advertise, but I would not have paid attention to the horse and the rider on the TV show Yellowstone. It's amazing, and I, you know, from all the training and from what Helena has mentioned about the rider being makes such a difference to the horse, and so I really pay attention to that when I'm watching mm-hmm. shows that show the horse and the rider, and you can see the ones that are doing the right thing and feeling the right thing and getting on the right horse. Somebody had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and by the way, I have been on Equine Thursday for a long time because I knew I was going to learn things, even though I didn't know anything about horses and didn't have the equine set. But Blog Talk is amazing, and I learned so much from this show. So, like I say, oh my gosh, you are our hero today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate doing it. I really like doing it. I like being, you know, staying connected with the Beamer family and talking with all of you. And I learn something almost every week too. So
it's good for all of us.
It definitely is. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in and chatting with all of us and sharing some of those other nuggets that you had from the academy, because I think it's really important that we all talk about it. And like you said, even if it's not that you're working with horses every day or even not at all, it does definitely, the more you know, will give you a different perspective on almost everything, even TV shows. You're noticing things that you never would have noticed before. So it's
yes,
always fun to get a different
right.
perspective.
right. Thanks again. Make it a great Thursday.
Thank you. You too. All right. That was great. And look at that. I managed to finish still the entire time with all of your help. So thank you all for your participation and your questions. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye for the week. We will get Cindy and hopefully Tiff back next week. I'm still waiting to hear, get some updates from Tiff on that finals rodeo too, because I want to hear about her experience, and then we'll get Cindy back to talk a little bit more about some of the rodeos things and how they care for their animals. Because I know it was just an offhanded comment that she made, but it's been very popular and people are interested. So maybe we can get some more information there. And I will definitely come back next week with some more information on shipping and returns for everybody. So look forward to that next week. All right, everyone, I'm going to say goodbye for the week. Be sure to tune into all the other blog talks. They're doing some great things on the other days, but we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.